Hallelujah. Can we turn to the book of Luke? Luke chapter 1 verse 5, please. Luke chapter 1 in the Amplified Version. Luke chapter 1 from verses 5. It says, in the days when Herod was king of Judea, there was a certain priest whose name was Zechariah. Of the daily service, the division of Abia, and his wife was also a descendant of Aaron. Her name was Elizabeth. The guy was a priest. The wife Elizabeth also came from the descendant of a priest. And this priest you are talking about is Aaron, the very first priest of Israel. Can you imagine how powerful this family is? Verse 6. Now verse 6. And they both were righteous in the sight of God, walking blamelessly in all the commandments and requirements of the Lord. But they had no child, for Elizabeth was barren, and both were far advanced in years. The Bible says both of them were righteous in the sight of God. See, when you're righteous in the eyes of God, chances are you are not necessarily righteous in the eyes of man. Because the Bible says God doesn't see as man sees. Man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. And you see, these guys were faithful guys. They were faithful. The Bible says they were blameless in every single thing that they did. They were completely blameless. Even to the point that in the eyes of God, they were blameless. But there's one thing that was lacking. They didn't have a child. They didn't have a child. The only thing that meant so much for them was kind of missing in their life. And I wonder how you feel if you were in Elizabeth's position. That you are faithful to God. You do everything that you need to do. You come to Sunday every Sunday morning, every single time you pray. You are faithful to God. And yet the only thing that you're believing God to do for you, that thing is missing in your life. I know people who have left the church because they think God hasn't been faithful with them. And I don't blame them because they think they've put in so much and yet God is not. You know. But at times we forget that, you know, God doesn't owe us anything. In fact, if it's anything at all, he wants the best for us. Now, the Bible says Elizabeth was barren. It's one thing to be barren, but another thing when you can't have children because you are far advanced in years. Completely barren. And a barren land is probably a land that cannot support any crops. A barren womb is a womb that can't give birth. A barren job probably is a job that is going nowhere. You keep going in circles and circles. A barren life is a life that is not productive. You know, every single person here at some point may have a barren patch in their life. You know, I don't know what it is. You know, it could be your job, it could be your marriage, it could be your relationship. You're going through a barren patch. And the problem is, you see, you're so faithful to God and you know that God, you can do this, and yet you're not seeing any breakthrough. You're thinking, God, why am I going through this barren patch? And yet I've done everything I know to do. And that's how Elizabeth was feeling. That's how she was feeling. Can you drop down to verse 11? See something. Verse 11. It said, one day, and there appeared to him, that's Zechariah, an angel of the Lord, standing at the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zechariah saw him, he was troubled and fear took possession of him. But the angel said to him, do not be afraid, Zechariah, because your petition was heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you must call his name John. God is favorable. God knows your name. Way before you're born, he knows your name. He says, and you will call his name John. And then let's go on to verse 14. Listen to this. And you shall have joy and exultant delight, and many will rejoice over his birth. For he will be great and distinguished in the sight of the Lord. And he must drink no wine, no strong drink, and he will be filled with and controlled by the Holy Spirit, even in and from his mother's womb. And he will turn back and cause to return many of the sons of Israel to the Lord their God. And he will himself go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah, and to turn back the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient and incredulous and unpersuadable to the wisdom of the upright, which is the knowledge and holy love of the will of God, in order to make ready for the Lord a people perfectly prepared in spirit, adjusted and disposed and placed in the right moral state. Hallelujah. The angel tells Zechariah what's going to happen, and then he goes to list what that blessing carries. He goes to list what his child carries. He said, look, he's going to bring restoration. He's going to bring transformation. He's going to bring reconciliation. Even right in his mother's womb, the Spirit of God is going to rest upon him. That's what he says. And not only that, the Spirit of Elijah, he's going to go in the spirit and power of Elijah. Now, that doesn't sound to me like an ordinary baby. It doesn't sound to me like an ordinary baby. So as far as God is concerned, this present here, this gift here, is strategic. He has to be born at a particular time. At a particular time. And so Elizabeth is thinking, oh, my baby, when is my baby going to come? And God is thinking, you are thinking about yourself, but I'm thinking about the bigger picture here. Because it's not just an ordinary child. He's going to bring restoration. He's going to bring revival. He's going to bring transformation. He's going to do so many things. And so it's not just an ordinary child. There's a specific period that this child has to be born. And Elizabeth is thinking, oh God, my blessing is so delayed. And she's thinking of herself, but God is thinking, looking at the bigger picture. Now, I want to say to somebody here, maybe you think what you're believing God for is delayed. It hasn't. God is looking at the bigger picture. And at times, what you think is an impossible situation in your life is only a miracle waiting to happen. It's only a miracle waiting to happen. Because God says he knows the plans he has for you. And so Zechariah hears this, and he runs to give Elizabeth the message. But what's interesting here is this. Look, he says he would go in the power and spirit of Elijah. Now, I don't know if that's by chance or God did that on purpose. Because Elijah, I don't know how many of you know Elijah. He's not just an ordinary prophet. Can we go to 1 Kings chapter 17, please? He's not just an ordinary prophet, Elijah. 1 Kings chapter 17. Nobody knows where that guy comes from. Nobody knows who his dad is. Nobody knows who his mom is. 1 Kings chapter 17. It says, Elijah, the Tishbite of the temporary residence of Gilead. He didn't even live in Gilead. He's a temporary resident there. He's like an immigrant. Nobody knows where that guy comes from. Nobody. He's like Melchizedek. Without father, nobody. He just appears just like that on the scene. And the first conversation ever recorded of that guy is with a king called Ahab. The first conversation ever recorded of this Elijah guy is with a king called Ahab, who was king of northern Israel. And this is what he says. He says, as the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew or rain these years, but according to my word. This is the first thing he says. Ever. He's never, nobody has said of him. He appears on the scene. And this is the first thing he says. There's going to be no dew or rain. All right. If there's no dew or rain, you experience drought. And you know where there's drought? The land is barren. Barren. I wonder if God did that for a reason. Because Elizabeth is barren. But he's saying, look, the only time that I can turn this situation around is at my word. Somebody got the revelation. The only time that I can turn this situation around is at my word. You know, I don't care what you're going through. I don't care how hard you think it is. God's word can change every situation you come. He can turn around every situation. His word, no matter how long it is that you've been experiencing hardships or difficulties, God's word can change every situation that you're going through. He said, they were far advanced in years, the Bible says. They were beyond redemption in the eyes of men. But God saved them. He gave them a son and he even named the son. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So there's a solution to your problem. His word can change everything. Yeah. And in chapter 18, in 1 Kings chapter 18, please. 1 Kings, look at this. 1 Kings chapter 18. 1 Kings. Now he appears again to Ahab. After many days, the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year saying, go show yourself to Ahab and I will send rain upon the earth. He says, go show yourself to Ahab and I will send rain upon the earth. Let's drop down to verse 41. Now check this. Verse 41. And Elijah said to Ahab, go up, eat and drink, for there is the sound of abundance of rain. And Elijah said to Ahab, go up, eat and drink, for there is the sound of the abundance of rain. You know what rain does? It revives everything that is dead. It revives everything that is dead. And he's saying, look, I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. I hear the sound. He hasn't seen the rain yet. He hasn't even felt it yet. But because God has said it, he says, I already hear the sound of the abundance of rain. Can somebody in the house this morning hear the sound of the abundance of rain? Can you hear the sound of the abundance of rain? Can you hear the sound of expansion in this house? Can you hear the sound of expansion? Even though you haven't seen what God wants to do yet, can you hear the sound of expansion in your life? If you do, I want you to give God praise in the house this morning. For there's a sound of expansion in this house. That's the sound of expansion. And listen, do you know what Elizabeth means? Do you know what your name means? Do you? No, you don't. It means my God is abundance. My God is abundance. Now, I find it surprising that Elizabeth has a name called My God is Abundance. She comes from the priest. She comes from the priest who was the first priest of Israel, Aaron. And yet she finds herself in a barren situation. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense to me at all. Because when your name is abundance, because your God is abundant, and you're going through barrenness, it doesn't make sense. But you know, it's because God has a plan and a purpose for your life. And do you know the name? Do you know the meaning of Zechariah? Jehovah remembered. Jehovah remembered. The God of abundance has remembered you in this year of expansion. Somebody give God praise. My God of abundance has remembered you in this year of expansion. Says he is the God of abundance. And so you are sitting there thinking, God, what's all this about? Why am I going through all this situation? I've been so faithful, God. So faithful with you. And yet all I can feel is barrenness. God, what is happening? And God is saying, look, what you think is an impossible situation is only a miracle waiting to happen. Waiting to happen. He said, look, Elizabeth and Zechariah, they are righteous in my sight. And can you imagine being in a society where you are so faithful to God, you're so honest to God, and people around you know that you're faithful and honest to God, and yet the very thing that means so much to you, you don't have it. People will start talking. Ah, look at him. He's in church every Sunday. He's praying all the time. He's fasting. He's at all nights. He's this. God can't even give him a child. People keep talking and talking and talking and talking. And then they attribute your problem or situation to something they think that you have done. They think you're not living a righteous life or something, and that's why God is punishing you. That is how people think. John chapter 9, ladies, please. John chapter 9. I'll show you something. John chapter 9. Check this. John chapter 9. It says, as he passed along, he noticed a man blind from his birth. His disciples asked him, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he should be born blind? Straight away, they are judging. Just because he was born blind, they are saying, Rabbi, who sinned? Is it this guy or his parents? Now, how can he even sin when he hasn't even been born? But you see, that's how people are. How can he even sin when he hasn't even been born? And you know what Jesus said? Next verse, check. He said, Jesus answered, it was not that this man or his parents sinned, but he was born blind in order that the workings of God should be manifested in him. In him. In him. Not even through him. In him. Maybe, have you thought for a moment that maybe what you're going through is because God can manifest his glory in you? Yeah. Yeah. Is it so that God can manifest his glory in you? Romans 8:28 says what? Romans 8:28. It says, we are assured and know that God being a partner in their labor, all things work together and are fitting into a plan for good to and for those who love God and are called according to his design and purpose. Who here has been called of God? Who here has been called of God? If every single person's hand is up, then you know that God has a plan for you. God has a plan and a purpose for your life. You know, at some point, the disciples were in the boat with Jesus and the boat was drowning and they were screaming, Jesus, don't you care? Jesus, don't you care? And then Jesus got up and said, He rebuked the storm, and then suddenly the storm stopped, and he said, why are you still afraid? Are you still afraid? Where is your faith? Do you still have any faith? He says, Lord, do you not care about us? And at times when you go through things like that, it seems as though God doesn't care. But he's far from it. He knows the plan he has for you. He knows the plans he has for you. Listen, I don't know what barrenness means to you. I really don't know. But you know it. All I do is wait on God and give you the word. And you apply it to your life. So I don't know what barrenness for you is. Maybe it's a financial problem. It's a problem where even when you put your credit card in the cash machine, it rejects it. Maybe that's I don't know what barrenness is for you. You know, it could be a relationship problem. It could be a health problem. It could be a problem that you think you've been faithful to God, and as a result, God needs to come through for you in that area, and he still hasn't come through for you. He's saying, all things are possible with me if you can believe. I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. He hasn't even seen the rain yet. He hasn't even felt the rain yet. But he's hearing the sound already because God has spoken it. He says, my word which goes out of my mouth will not return to me void, but it will accomplish every single purpose for which I've sent it. So, is somebody here in this house this morning who can hear the sound of the abundance of rain? Can you hear the sound of the abundance? And maybe for you, it's not so much rain, but can you hear the abundance of the sound of expansion? Can you hear it? Can you hear it? You know, in 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 41, let's go there, please. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 41. I'll show you something. And Elijah said, let's go to 42. Check this. So Ahab went up to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he bowed himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees and said to his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. So this is Elijah. He's hearing the sound of the abundance of rain. And he sends his servant to go and see if there's a cloud forming. He goes and there's absolutely nothing. Elijah said, go again 7 times. So he goes the first time, there's nothing. He goes the second time, there's nothing. He goes the third time, there's nothing. He goes the fourth time, there's nothing. And he comes back and said to Elijah, are you sure you heard well? Because there's absolutely nothing. Elijah said, make sure you do it 7 times. Listen, 7 is the number of completion. Amen. 7 is the number of completion. And until you see your blessing and your promise complete, do not stop praising God. Do not stop worshiping God. Keep praising, keep worshiping, keep praising until the promise he has given you comes to fulfillment. Hallelujah. He says, go again. Do not stop. Keep going until you see the manifestation of that blessing. Do you hear the sound of the abundance of rain this morning? I hear the sound of the abundance of rain this morning. I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. Abundant. It's not just rain. He qualifies it by saying it's abundant rain. That's rain that will keep you going and going and going for a long time to come. Today, this morning, I declare in Jesus' name that every barren situation is over. Every barren situation is over. I remember when we were at the top praying in 1FP, you prayed a prayer and said, God, let your word today break every barrenness. Let it break every barrenness. Let it bring restoration. Let it bring renewal. If only you were in line with what God was about to do this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be on your feet. I want you to stand on your feet right now. Be on your feet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. I don't know what it is that represents barrenness in your life. I don't know what it is. But God knows. And he says, today, I'm breaking that thing. I'm breaking that thing. I'm breaking that thing because there is the sound of the abundance of rain. I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. We sang a song during worship. He knows your name. He knows your name. He knows your name. Way before the foundations of this universe was established, he knew you. And he knew the plans he has for you. And just because there's things that are delaying in your life doesn't mean God is denying you of them. Maybe he has a bigger purpose, a bigger plan that you haven't even thought about yet. And so I'm here to encourage you this morning that lift your countenance this morning because it's not all lost. It's not all lost. There are brighter days ahead. There are brighter days ahead. Only because the one who oversees is your king. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Father, I want you to lift up your hands right now before God. Even. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank you that I deliver the word the way you want me to. Holy Spirit, I invite your presence here right now to do every work you have to do in every single person here. I don't know the issues of God they are going through, but Holy Spirit, I know you know it. Some needs are unspoken, but you see them, Holy Spirit. And today I call on you, Holy Spirit, that as we sing this song, Holy Spirit, you reach out. You reach out. You reach out and bring that healing, bring that transformation, bring that renewal, bring that revival, bring that restoration, oh God, that your children need, oh God. Let people see them and want to know the God they serve.